Hi, it's Laura G. Finella, singer and songwriter, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I want to start right off by thanking the radio stations that play me. And I forgot to thank Torch Radio in Australia for playing me last week. So I want to thank them for playing me last week and this week. Kata Web Radio played me this week. And, of course, MPG Radio in Canada. Kata Web Radio is in Canada, too. And Spain's This Is Only Rock Radio. Also, if you want to find a really great radio station for my artist station, just search Laura G. Finella under Pandora Radio under Song Up on a High Wire. And iHeartRadio. And I'm also at Apple Music, Amazon Music. So, but the first two are free, so hopping over there. And I've been walking around the park a lot, and I put a quote that Seneca said, the philosopher, I believe it was 49 AD, and he had said, life is not short. If you know how to live it, I believe the phrase is what I put under the episode details, but it's so true. I've been talking so much about how life seems so much longer when I'm out walking around the park. And, you know, other people, I'm watching Bear Grylls and how he has this old Star Trek actor on there. I forget what his name is. I'm so bad with names. Just forgive me all. But, you know, he's going out there to really, as he gets older, you know, stretch in his life. And I can understand what he's saying, but when you think about it, like, my big stretch is getting out and walking around the park and, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and making it around the park and feeling the breeze in my face. And to me, it's like I just climbed a mountain, and there's a little bit of a hill, but, and it's a pretty good distance. If I go around twice, it's almost 2 miles. But I mean, just that, sometimes that first, you know, hill to get up to is just, you know, really hard on me, especially if I walk for a couple of days like that around the park. I don't know, for those of you who don't know my story too well, I have a mild paralysis on my right side, which is called hemiparesis, and also gait, which is from a mild brain injury that happened to me during a routine surgery in 1990 in New York City. At Beth Israel Hospital, and it was just a urethral cyst, just a regular routine procedure, but the doctor wasn't there when they put me on anesthesia, and they strapped me down and choked me on the stuff and didn't check the machine, and the doctor was out on his private practice ignoring me for an hour. So instead of a 45 minute surgery, it was an hour and 45 minutes. And then they, once I suffered the mild brain injury, I was kind of backed against the wall by the anesthesiologist, who kind of forced me to let him into the medical records. So I never got anything out of it. Nobody ever admitted to it. So, you know, life had been a huge, long journey, which I write about and blog about and have it in books and have interviewed about it. But so I've had many challenges. And so I was left with this, you know, kind of debilitating problem on my right side, and so I've had to tackle it myself. And I've kind of learned after 30 years how to kind of rehabilitate myself a little bit with my yoga trapeze. And that's why I call my life singer-songwriter alternative lifestyle, because I mean, this has all been kind of something I've kind of journeyed upon myself. And you know, you have to walk away from Western medicine after a while when not only are they hurting you, they haven't helped you, but they're hurting you. And so I just, you know, it's been a journey, a wonderful spiritual journey of just finding amazing things, you know, that I can do for myself that make me feel like my life is becoming longer. And as I was walking around the park, and I'm always looking for ideas to write to, I saw this woman with a long skirt, and I watch Life Below Zero, Next Generation, which I ran out of episodes, unfortunately, and it was so good. And two of the women on the show wore long skirts, yet they're out doing all this rustic work. And when I saw this woman in the park, it made me think of these women who are out in these, you know, their homes, but it's desolate Alaska, and they're doing this manly work alongside their men, and they're just extremely loving, and it's just such a loving lifestyle, and they so appreciate life. And of course, I'm always in that realm. And so this woman that I saw in the park, I mean, I just identified so much with her from that frame of mind. And she wasn't necessarily probably to society in her best place in life, but I just took that in and I started writing, and that's where I got the song from. And I could actually, I swear, you know, feel the breeze of the trees kind of, you know, bowing to me as I walked under one of them. And I get so deep in my writing. I have a mild brain injury too, so possibly I can just go so much further out than someone else, and where I've reached too many times that I care to mention since this horrible thing happened to me in 1990, where you're so vulnerable in the world and we know how hard life is, people take advantage of you. You know, it was another reason I possibly can go out to such far places and get these beautiful gifts of writing. But yeah, I could just feel so much, the breeze and the trees and the sun in my eyes. And even if I just feel it for a moment, I take in that moment and I grab it and grab the beautiful lyrics from it. And I really think I came around that you can take so many things from this song. So I just hope that you enjoy this week's song, and I really enjoyed writing it, and I hope you get out and walk or climb a mountain or do whatever it is that makes you feel like life is longer and more glorious. So stay safe, stay blessed. Lori Jean Finella, singer-songwriter.